96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Bahamas Check Services, Burger King, CG Atlantic, Commonwealth Bank, Ron's Electric Motors, BTC, the Ministry of Health, and Popeyes.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, a couple of things I want to get into today. Of course, we're going to talk about the little girl whose death has really rattled the nation. I think it's fair to say that I'm rattled, and I know a lot of people who are rattled by it. So we're going to try to make some sense out of it, knowing that we have limited details and a whole lot of speculation. All right, but before we do that, let me say this: congratulations to Dwight Strawn for getting Dr. Anthony Fauci on his program this morning. Love him or hate him, he's still the top infectious disease guy in the United States of America, and he's become a worldwide personality, and so it's a good get. All right? If you want to talk about anything that Fauci said in particular, I don't have an issue with that, but if you want to direct at me your angst or anger or what may be because of the interview with Fauci with regard to Dwight and Pamela, I am not interested in that. All right. I thought it was a good interview. They had limited time. I thought they did well. I thought they asked poignant questions. Now, if you're going to get into the specifics of the science and debating the effectiveness of certain things, I'm not here for all that. But if you did want to talk about what he said, I got no problem with that. But if you want to like relitigate the interview with me, I'm not interested in that. If you can kind of understand the two worlds that we're trying to reside in, one where I don't have to be explaining nothing about who interviewed who, right? And which is the world I don't want to be in, and the world where we can just talk about what was said in the interview. All right? Now, so yeah. Keep your criticisms, direct them at Dwight, all right? Not me, but we can talk about what Fauci said. I also want to say that this daylight saving time thing is the stupidest thing on planet Earth. It makes absolutely no sense. So daylight saving time ended Sunday morning, and you have to reset all the clocks? It's the dumbest thing on Earth. They don't even do it in Jamaica. It's so stupid. So we're going to jump forward now. But what, for what? Because of some antiquated notion that, like, who was it? Ben Franklin or one of these guys came up with? So they could squeeze more hours out of the day, time for planting crops. This ain't the 18th century, man. We need to step into the modern era. I don't know why we still do it. I'm flabbergasted. I don't get it. And so it's thrown me off. I feel like it's a Wednesday by now. You know what I mean? My whole head's hurting. Says Barbados doesn't do it either. Yeah, why are we doing it? For what? For fun? Oh, yeah, let's do it. No. Just end it. End it. Let's not go back. Please, government of the Bahamas. That's my petition. Okay? It's daylight saving time has ended, right? Let's not restart it. It's really, really, really stupid. Okay? That's just my rant. Okay. I also want to throw out here this, before we get into the other thing. Ryan Pinder is speaking in the Senate today, and he disclosed that the previous administration spent over $1 million on prosecuting former politicians. All right. Well, I guess they'd still be politicians. They're doing, you know, no one said they exited from politics. Prosecuting politicians. He's talking about Frank Smith, Shane Gibson, and Ken Dorsett, whose trial has yet to come up. I'll be interesting to see what happens with that, with the Director of Public Prosecutions. But they said they spent over $800,000 on foreign attorneys to prosecute Shane Gibson. How ridiculous. Why do you take our money and spend it on garbage? Like, over and over trying to prove, you had a terrible case, you had a terrible case. All right? Terrible case, terrible witness. Even worse with Frank Smith. I don't know what that was about. I don't know why we were subjected to that. Made no sense. $1 million, people. Minnis took $1 million of your money, more than $1 million of your money, to try and put Shane Gibson in jail. Says, we do daylight saving time to stay in step with New York time for banking, business, PR reasons. Yeah, that's not good enough for me. We gotta end it. End it. It's dumb. I think it's one of the stupidest things that ever happened in the history of mankind. All right? Okay. $1 million. I also want to urge you to check out today's perspective in the Nassau Guardian. Sharon Turner writes an interesting take on how people are viewing the speaker. She has some implications of colorism in there, too. And it's interesting. I mean, I don't necessarily agree that that's all of it, but that may be some of it. I don't like how you're kicking it. And I reserve the right. I reserve the right, and I'm not saying I don't like Patricia DeVoe, but I reserve the right to not like anybody just on GP. Just, you know? I don't like this dude wearing a bow tie. He ain't my cup of tea, right? But read it. It helps you think. And what you do is, and what I thought was interesting is, it does make you examine your own biases, right? So I think it's an interesting take. I don't know how I said this before. I remember there was one Facebook conversation where I had expressed confidence in Dwayne Sands, beyond that in Minnis, and someone, I guess, intimating what I was talking about, was suggesting that, oh, I'm expressing public support of Dwayne Sands because he's light-skinned and Minnis isn't, which that don't really enter into it to me, all right? So is it that Dwayne Sands is light-skinned, or could it be the other person didn't do a good job? You know, so you examine these things. Besides, Dwayne Sands ain't no pretty light-skinned dude like me. Sorry, Dwayne Sands. Much smarter than me, much richer than me. Take those things to the bank. All right. Let's talk turkey. This is I'm good with everlasting daylight saving time. Don't go back to standard time like now. We won't change till Florida does. Cruises, flights, etc. More drama with Florida. Surprised DeSantis didn't do it yet. Are we that lost? Are we that lost in the world that we can't easily navigate that someone's an hour time difference than I am? Because my sister lives in Dallas and there's an hour time difference, and I got no problem doing a instant calculation in my head that says it's X. If it's 6 p.m. here, it's 5 p.m. there. All right? None. So I don't buy that. We're so simple. Oh, do we schedule our lives through farmers' almanacs still? I mean, come on. I don't buy that. It's dumb. Get rid of it. That's my plea. And we got a call? Sure. We didn't even get into the thing yet. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. I hear you shuffling. No? All right. This says, thanks for reminding me about Dwight. Why isn't he reading my text? I used to have 2 favorite talk show hosts. I now have 1.75 favorite talk show hosts. Okay. So Some people take Christmas for holidays. I take the time, roll back and roll forward. It absolutely messes up your sleep cycle and makes for a horrible week at work. Yeah, like I said, I feel like it's Wednesday. I feel like I've been working all week after one day of it. We got a call. That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon, McCartney. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes. We finally got the answer for the attorneys, huh?
Right, Ryan Pinder had to reveal it. $1 million, more than $1 million of your money, buddy.
That is despicable, eh?
It's insane.
The minister's been doing a lot of foolishness that we didn't know about.
Let me see now. You spent $1 million. How much money was it alleged that Shane Gibson was receiving? You spent $1 million to prosecute, almost $1 million to prosecute somebody who were talking tens of thousands of dollars they were accused of.
Okay, and that made sense to him.
Right, perfect sense. Yeah. absolutely insane.
Thank you, Ms. McCartney.
All right, take care. Did you spend that much money prosecuting Kofi Goodman? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, you know. I just had a thought just now. Brave is the darkest prime minister we have had. You know, so I don't know if this means that we got problems ahead. In terms of colorism.
Yeah, by far, he's the darkest prime minister we've had. Yeah, and maybe it's going to be trouble, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
No, but hey. You know, he seems to have taken on an air of articulation. You know, I've not seen before.
Yeah, I mean,
he's clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear, you know. But I think, you know, he may have a chip on his shoulder as the junior partner of those two other guys. You know, so I don't.
Right. Plus, his grandparents were subsistence farmers, so.
That'd be good.
There's that.
That'd
yeah.
be good.
I think he's doing fine. But I want to say this though, Braves handlers. Like, maybe he's going too fast. Like, maybe the schedule's too much. He looked really tired coming back from that COP26 thing in Glasgow. Like, don't overwork him. I know the job's not easy, but let the man take some breaks, you know? Like a cabinet minister told me one time, he's like, you know what? He's like, you can, if you don't jealously guard your time, you could very easily get absolutely nothing done because they schedule you from morning till night. Press conference, meeting, photo op, meeting, lunch, breakfast meeting, photo op, meeting, you know what I mean? And you don't get stuff done. You just go from morning till night. So, and I'm not saying Davis isn't getting anything done. I'm just saying, like, you know, I would monitor the schedule really closely. Because he looked kind of beat there. Says Juan, before he calls, let's get it straight. Tell 52 we do not want to hear his thoughts or opinion about the Fauci interview on Dwight's show. No, I mean, I don't want to relitigate any interview with Dwight. Okay? Period. Juan, if we can't do the simple things like this time change crap, how can we get rid of the queen clown leaders? I don't know. We get so hung up on these things, like we need them, you know. Oh, Columbus statue and government house and daylight saving time. Get rid of all that. Good afternoon, McCartney. We did not need Dr. Fauci to access to go and get vaccinated. Dr. Dwayne Sands is no longer the Minister of Health, so why he still need to be so popular? What do you mean he needs to be so popular? It's as brave as the darkest PM so far. Do you think it's going to be a problem? Oh, Lord. No, I don't think it'll be a problem. It says, if they change our time versus Florida, Bahamas, it will be 2 hours late one way and on time the next leg. It says, many years ago, we did not change our time at the same time as the U.S. It was a complete mess, confusion on flights and the like. Trust me, it was not good. I mean, was this before, like, iPhones or something? Like, how difficult is it, like, to check the time, right? So we use officially, we use the metric system, right? Is that still the case? But the U.S. doesn't. I see what you're saying is that, well, we so commonly order stuff from the U.S. that we use U.S. measurements, but officially we don't. if I'm not mistaken. So we can work in both worlds, right? We could navigate this thing. It's not that complicated, I gotta say. So it's good afternoon, Juan. You have to add the $1.5 million contract to that lady that had the nervous breakdown got as well. Yeah, yep, that too. All right. So did you listen to Quincy yesterday? I didn't have the opportunity to listen to Quincy yesterday. It says, did you listen to Quincy yesterday? Quincy asked Carl Kummer what qualities the FNM was looking for in a leader. So Kummer went down this whole list, communicator, good with the press, inclusive, consultative, et cetera, et cetera. Then my eyes almost popped out. Actually, I'm looking for the left one now. He said, and we don't want no petty conniving people. What? What are you trying to say? I'm not sure he's completely clear. What do you think? I didn't hear that. It says, did you hear Dr. Sand say we will not be safe until everyone is vaccinated? This is why I want to know how pandemic is being defined. This can be perpetual. I didn't hear Dwayne Sand say that. But everyone cannot be vaccinated. It's just not possible. There are categories that aren't covered. As I said, I see the government's talking about 5 to 11. As I said, after you vaccinate millions and millions and millions of American children and Canadian children and British children, then I will look into vaccinating my children, all right? But I'm not just doing that because it's the hip thing to do. And somebody say, hey, go do it. It makes most sense. And I'm doing it I want to make sure it's safe, all right? I got trust and faith in the medical professionals, but that only goes so far, all right? At the end of the day, you're going to have to make some decisions about your own personal health. Since one, many American states have different times, so why we can't do our own thing? We need to stay on one time and stop changing. This is what I'm trying to figure out. The U.S. has like 4 time zones, right? Mountain, Central, Pacific, Eastern. Is that it? That's 4. All right. I just think it's stupid. All right. It says you don't use no metric system. I mean, I don't, right? But if you look on, if you Google us, right? If you go on Google and look for measurements and stuff like that, and you go, how tall is LeBron James? It's going to go like 1.9 meters or something like this. You know what I mean? And I always have to go, well, why the hell? And so I have to go and recalculate what that actually means in feet. It says, Juan, don't take my time change away. It felt so good getting up at 6 without effort. It usually feels like death, but today, oh, no, man, it's screwing me up. Juan, I have no money to buy a can of gas. Carl Bethel should be able to account for that $1 million. Yep. All right. Let's talk about... Dr. Sand said no one is safe until the world is vaccinated. It sounds like doomsday. The sky's falling on the radio. I mean, I hear you. I hear you. You're entitled to give that medical opinion. I understand. You know, but I don't think the whole world will be vaccinated. Like, for instance, says Juan, are you vaccinated? Yes, I am. Many adults take it, but we extra careful with our children's, right? Our future? Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm careful about it. I'm vaccinated. Like, it's so... Anyway, I also don't understand some of these new health rules. So my son has a swim meet coming up on Saturday. So I have to go get... I have to be vaccinated and get tested to go to the swim meet. But I'm still having to wear my mask and all this other stuff like that. He has to get tested in order to compete in the swim meet. And they got 2 swim meets this month. I know about 2 of them. I could do 1 for certain. Says, good afternoon, Juan. The road between Nassau Village and Pinewood Gardens needs to be tarred. It's been like this for more than a year. The street is located at the back wall for Sadie Curtis School. I think the MPs get it mixed up with who constituency it falls under. Yeah, possibly. Okay, so let me shift gears and speak to the death of Bella Walker. Okay, that's as much... that's the name that we... are getting Bella Walker. Some people says that she had a different name and they just called her Bella. I'm not certain. I want to look at this very carefully, okay? So first things first. What we know, according to police, and I'm going to go through some of this information, what we know is that a four-year-old girl died after she was assaulted, and a man and woman were arrested in connection with that investigation. She was a resident of Major Subdivision. All right. She was taken to Princess Margaret Hospital around 5 p.m. Friday. She sustained several injuries to her body. Police are investigating it, I understand, as a homicide, but they say they're waiting on an autopsy, and they often say these things. Now, I understand that you don't want to jeopardize your investigation and jeopardize your case, but this is a matter of that's deeply impacting people, a very touchy, emotional matter of public concern that a four-year-old girl dies because you want to believe and have faith that you're in a country where children are protected and these things don't fall through the cracks. Now, again, there's a lot I don't know. Some people are saying it's sexual assault. I don't know that. I see there's a petition going on for people saying cat of nine tails for those convicted of sexual crimes. I don't necessarily have a problem with that, though I don't know that cat of nine tails is going to necessarily stop somebody from doing it. But I'm putting it to you like this. And people often tell me, oh, Juan, don't say things like violent on the show. You're a public figure. Don't advocate for violent. I'm all that, but I'm human, right? If it's my daughter, somebody got to die, bro. And I mean that. And you can keep your judgment to yourself. If it's my child, someone got to die. My five-year-old daughter, this girl's four. Nah, buddy. It ain't no tolerance and patience and let's hold up and all that. Now, I'm not saying I don't follow due process, right? But it ain't gonna go like that. To, oh, well, child died. No. So I don't know who's in custody. Some people are saying it's the child's mother. Some people are saying it's the child's boyfriend. Clearly, there's a problem with abuse, whether it's sexual, whether it's physical, whatever it was. A child is dead, and we failed this child. Okay? So it appears that one of her parents may have failed. It appears that the neighbors who were saying they feel guilty they didn't call social services because the child was just being was clearly being mistreated, according to them. Used to wander around the neighborhood looking for stuff to eat. They used to leave a four-year-old child at home alone. Okay, I'm saving my judgment too. How do you witness that, though? And feel comfortable just letting that ride is my question. If I saw that with my neighbor, I'm calling the cops. Straight up, I'm calling social services one time. All right? If you see the child is being beaten, and there were reports that the mother had said she was being beaten, allegedly, right? I don't know all the facts. But these are reports. They're Eyewitness News, Tribune, XYZ. They spoke to relatives. All right? How do you feel comfortable witnessing a child being abused, mistreated, and sleep at night? I don't understand it. I couldn't. All right? When I see children on the side of the road, I try to help them. Right? Because I feel badly that children are being subjected to this. All right? You want to believe you live in a society where children are the most vulnerable people are protected. Children can take care of themselves. They're little children, and we shouldn't let them fall through the cracks. And better that Bella grows up without her parents than die under one of them. Okay? Better that Bella spent her life in a children's home. I'm not crazy about the foster care system. Better that Bella spent her life in a children's home. Someone who actually wanted a child could have adopted her, taken care of her, then she end up dead because she's been failed on multiple levels, and as a society, ultimately, we failed this child. All right? There's no manner of explanation you can give to me And again, I don't know all the facts. And I'm fortunate enough to where my wife still loves me, I'm pretty sure, and isn't trying to divorce me, I think. And my children live with me, right? But even if I had a child with a woman I didn't live with, there's no explanation you could give to me when you come tell me my child is dead as a result of some abuse, that it wasn't some freak, like lightning struck or something like that, maybe. But there's no explanation you can give to me why my daughter's dead. It ain't gonna work. Anyway, you can feel free to comment. I know a lot of people have feelings about it. Again, I don't have a problem with the cat and nine tails, right? But I don't know that that's gonna stop anyone from killing a child. And I also don't know that this abuse was sexual in nature, all right? But the police really need to do a better job of coming forward with the information. I know police have a lot on their hands, but sometimes you need to satisfy the public's desire for knowledge, right? Because sometimes things are actually worse than you think they are, and sometimes things aren't quite what you think they are, and the police should clarify that. Like, remember Nellie Brown when she was murdered? And police were like, yeah, she was stabbed to death. And then they leaked the case file, and she was, like, chopped to pieces. And they characterized that as stabbed. Anyway, I see your call. Call me back. We got to go to the break, and we'll be back.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio. We were talking about the death of Bella Walker, among other things. And let me state again, I do not have all the facts. I've heard many, 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 many stories, but I don't have all the facts. What I can clearly establish is that the girl's father's family lives in Grand Bahama. Her father, I understand, is also from Grand Bahama. I'm not sure if he lives there or if he lives here. What we understand from the child's great-grandmother or grandmother, is it great-grandmother or grandmother, is that she recently went to live with her mother, okay? So again, I'm not trying to judge any specific person without knowing the full facts, but a child, a four-year-old girl, okay, is dead. And that should not happen. All right? Not of natural causes. Not she wasn't sick. She's dead. Somebody, it appears, killed her. All right? A four-year-old child. That's not the type of society that I want to live in, right? Where people are this cavalier about, this is the girl's great-grandmother's in Grand Bahama, this cavalier, right, about the treatment of a child. It really needs to be spoken about and talked about in our society because it's just not acceptable. And again, I'm just saying for me, right? I know y'all always, oh, don't say about violence. Don't say the police should shoot the man. Listen, for me, if it's my daughter, somebody got to die, all right? There's going to be a lot of flower bringing and slow singing. Like, I feel that strongly about it. Let's go to the phone lines. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 422-4796, 422-4796 is the text line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Yes. What happened to that young child? You know, many years ago, not many, I said on this very same station, the majority of parents in this country is women, okay? Now, you have a lot of the fathers dead, some in jail, and you know how they treat the men in the country,
mm-hmm.
okay? So we already disadvantage. But I must add, before I continue for another 30 seconds, if you allow me, many men in this country would be dead if it wasn't for women. I pay respect and homage to the ladies of this country today. However, what has happened to that little four-year-old child that came from another island, okay? The system knows the mother. The system knows the father. Okay? Fathers must have a greater role in the lives of our children. I thank God my three children came in marriage, and I don't disrespect anyone whose children didn't come in marriage, because all is God's children. But we must do a better job in looking out for children. Amos got, the world got to know me because of how I was treated as a young man when I lacked the knowledge of the world and the darkness in the world. And thanks to the little boy would escape, who was raped after his friend was murdered, and five other boys before them was killed. We need to stop playing witchcraft, waking opia thinking actions in this country when we disrespect the fathers of children because a relationship did not work out with a young lady, married or unmarried. When these women run off with a man child, okay, because he cannot support the child like he should because of the injustice that has happened to men, period.
Okay. If a child is not safe with their mother, then where is the child possibly supposed to be safe? If the child is not safe with her mother, you're telling me. You're telling me that a child living with its mother, we should anticipate that that child will be in danger. That child should not be safe because the father's not around. If me and you can't get along and our relationship doesn't work out and my child can't live with me and you insist the child lives with you, because I understand that's sort of what happened, I do anticipate my child to be safe. All right? Now, if you're in a community, all right, or in an environment where you know the child is clearly not safe, and a child's not safe if a child's going hungry, all right? A child's not safe if a child is being left alone at 4 years old, allegedly. So a community should take more responsibility, I believe. And I'm not trying to pass too much judgment on everybody involved. People react different ways, but we should be trying to protect kids, is my opinion. We got a phone call? Let's do it. All right. No? All right. That's fine. Let's do a phone line. It says, bro, the so-called vaccine booster shot is only a 3 to 6 months protection. The test swabs contain cancer-causing fibers because they're soaked in a chemical that's used to sterilize called ethylene oxide. Be careful. Or it's too late. Well, I've already been swabbed and I've already... Oh, boy. It says, hey, McCartney, my lunch has 1 hour. Please limit the calls to 2 minutes. R.I.P. to Lil Bella. Yeah, rest in peace. And I feel badly for the entire family. All right? Without knowing the full facts, I feel badly for the entire family. Somehow this child was failed. The child is dead. I couldn't imagine being that father. I would probably lose it. Right? I'm sure I would. Right? I'm pretty sure I would. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
Fine, thank you. Can you tell me, please, what year was it that they had this Marcus Law?
Marco Archer died in 2009, eh? The Marco alert system still ain't fully functional.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. No, Marco died in 2010, I want to say. He would have been a grown man by now. If you didn't snatch away his life, sit up there cheesing in an interview with Clint. I don't know how Clint controlled himself. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
You're doing a very good job, sir. I appreciate you so much. You have a good heart, too.
Thanks.
I just want to make a quick comment, please.
Go ahead.
First of all, ask the country to give Brave Davis more time. They're doing a good job already, all right?
Yeah.
And okay. Another thing about this child, right? I think the mother should be whole responsible, too. You know why? Because if the child is not his child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way in the world, especially a girl child. You never leave a girl child. Make a mother beat you with horse for that. You can't leave a girl child with a man. You know what a man thinking? You see?
No, so I agree. Yeah.
If I was the government, social service, or whoever did with that, I was holding her responsible. Because ain't no way in the world you're going to wake and leave your daughter with no man. Find someone, a woman, that can keep my child, my daughter from me, and then come home and wake. You don't leave a child with that. And the whole part about it is this. The boy looked like, I can say this, I hope no one gets offended. Look, he's a man and a woman. He's a straight man. Look, he's a man and a woman. That's the kind of man he's going to pick up. That's why these things happen to children. Got to be careful who you deal with when it comes to your child, man.
Yeah, I agree.
She should shame herself. I should hold her head down and shame. That's a child. Like you said, Mr. Bugatti, if that was my child, you know what I was going to do? I was going to break in some place and wait till the man just to get locked up. That's going to jail, look for him. And he said, I was killing him right in jail. Now I can't get life time. The point is, he ain't supposed to do what he do and get away with it.
Yeah.
You have a nice day, sir. Enough respect to you, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot. Again, I don't know who's at fault, and I don't want to just blame the mother, okay? Clearly the child has been failed, all right? But we don't know the full facts. But you just get an evocative. And what he said sounds extreme. You go into prison. And that's the level of anger that this evokes. All right? Particularly if it's my child. And you have a... You there's different schools of thought on this. Right? But I'll say this. If me and my wife break up and she gets remarried or has a boyfriend or whatever like that... Don't have this man touch my children, okay? Whatever they do, you want to discipline them, you call me, I'll come and discipline them. It ain't like that. And that you feel free to strike another man's child or whatever it is you did really speaks to... I'll say the mother's failure to help you understand that that's not your role. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Bless you, love.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, Mr. McCartney. And great show. What I like to say, right, is these people don't want to do nothing to this, you know. The people who in power, who be elect to put the power, they don't want to do nothing to it. Because if they did want to, they would have done. They said Marco had looked. Marco Law pass, right?
Yeah, Marco alert. Yeah, the Marco thing.
Well, what's going on? I mean, the reverend, he bothered to molest the girl. They let him out of jail. A man thief. They don't let him out of jail.
Yep, I know.
You
and
know
now.
What I mean? So these people, plenty of these people were involved in Parliament, was molested. Plenty of them.
Okay.
Because back in the day, that's how it was. You go around a family member, it could happen.
Right. I do understand that. But I can't speak to who was molested or not.
on the family islands was voice one. Mm-hmm. But now today in 2021, we are big grown men or women, whoever it is, to molest a child. You know, I'm a time I get put off a bus because a bus playing music with children on it and it ain't fit the children. And I speak out and I get put off bus.
Yeah, I understand. We need to be more careful about how we treat our children.
We need principles in this country and in our life.
Yep, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because certain things, at least I know as a Rasta man, I cannot do. I might get lie when I come to court, but it's me and you that's reason. And I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah. This is so unfortunate. And again, thanks for calling. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was sexual abuse in nature, but it's like we can't just be quiet about it. They can't just go, well, I don't know, so let's not talk about it. No, 4-year-old girl is dead. Could you imagine? It made me sick to my stomach, right? Just trying to, for a moment, put myself in that little girl's shoes. And the level of fear she must have been in, just horrified, probably on a daily basis. There's one report said the little girl would go to a neighbor and say, you don't want to go back home. You know, and you know, you can't keep the woman's child, but I mean, I would have said, you know, let me get social services involved, at the very least. All right. Says one, I feel for that father. Imagine you being asked to have maybe your only child to be taken away from your house to live in what appears to be a very toxic environment, only to hear that your child is now dead. You must be heartbroken right now. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine. My daughter's 5, right? I can't imagine my daughter, my son, he's going to be 8 soon. You coming back telling me that my child is dead? Mm-mm. And there's one report said the father didn't learn about it until it was on the news. Couldn't be me. We'd have had a major, major, major problem. We still may have one. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side of the news headlines.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. We're talking about the death of Bella Walker. There's a lot we don't know. But what we do know is pretty terrible. It says, Juan, I watch grown men watch women beating children often and don't do anything about it because she's woman. Yet they claim they are men. I see a lot of men won't reprimand women for half-killing children, and yet they want to step to other men. I call these clowns cowards. Also, what kind of misandry is this on the radio? Never leave a female child with a man. Do you know how most of these pedophiles are created? It's from molestation done by both men and women, not just men. Keep on trusting women with your little boys, then. They will turn into the same man accused. Well, listen, I have a general operating principle, right? And you could leave my children alone with me. They're my children, right? I have a general operating principle, okay? I don't want to be alone with anyone else's child, okay? Not because I don't trust myself and I'm like some child, you know, lusting fiend, right, who needs supervision, but because I don't even want there to be the appearance of anything untoward. I don't want no one to get confused or say something, and McCartney, something happened, and now, oh, he was by McCartney, or she was by McCartney. Nah. So my general operating principle is, I don't want to be alone with your child, and I don't want my children to be alone with you, all right, with who's not their parents. There's like, I would trust my sister, right? I trust my brother. I trust my aunts, who I'm closest with, to mind my children, but that's about it. Just out of the overabundance. I don't know who coming by your house. I don't know who, where, who, what, who, auntie, who, brother, who, uncle. I don't. You know what I mean? I don't know your MO, none of that, right? Now, am I saying I'm not around other people's children? No, that's not the case. My son has friends, one friend in particular, who loves to come over, and he could stay. You know, he comes over to our house, and I tell my wife, I'll be like, you know, just let's make sure, you know, that we're monitoring him very careful with this person's child. And it was only after he was at our house numerous times with either one of his parents that they felt comfortable leaving him at our house. But I'm still very careful. All right? So those are my general operating principles. I don't want to be alone with your child, and I don't want my children to be alone with y'all. All right? Just so we all operate properly. Okay? And I'm thankful, all right, that I have the privilege of being able to make that happen. All right? A lot of women, they got to go to work and they have to leave their children with relatives, XYZ, you know, men too. And they don't have that luxury. All right? But it takes it takes a village, man. It's true. So if you ain't got the village, my suggestion is not have the children. If you ain't got the means to make sure your children are cared for, to make sure your children are safe, all right? If you don't have the support system in your community or around you, don't have the children. And you're going to say, oh, that sounds like some eugenics. Hey, man, don't have the children. If you know they can't be taken care of, don't have them. All right? Get you some Plan B or some, you get the pill. That's free, right, at the public clinics. And do us all a favor and don't make a child's life miserable for the short time it's here. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you doing, man?
I'm great, man.
Okay, and good afternoon to the nation. Look, I'm curious. Has the specific reason relating to, I think it's Bella, little Bella's death been revealed? Has that the official reason?
No.
Okay.
And that's what I kept saying. We don't know, right?
Right.
We know she's dead and she was injured.
Right. Okay. And so, hence the reason for my calling in. It's related to this matter and another matter that you discussed maybe about a week and a half ago. Okay. One. But what I want to express is the government really has to take serious, this government, my government that I support, has to take very serious the responsibility to review the laws pertaining to parents and rights of parents and that kind of stuff. Because as it stands right now, the laws are not, they do not represent any level of balance or any level of equality, right? The laws are heavily shifted to the maternal side of the spectrum, and that is grossly unfair to the maternal side of the spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. You can hear me clearly, Juan?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay. Also, I didn't want to. Well, I offered my condolences already on an earlier show on The Guardian, and so I didn't want to get into the speculation of what the reasoning was until such time as the official reasoning has been provided by the Royal Bahamas Police Force or the Princess Margaret Hospital. But what I wanted to say, Juan, I heard the Prime Minister in an interview over the weekend, if I may. Can I indulge in one point?
Go ahead. Okay. I heard
the Prime Minister in an interview over the weekend upon his return from the COP conference, right? COP 26 conference, right? And he acknowledged the reasoning for Mistress Davis, his wife, and our nation's first lady attending the conference was because she attended in an official capacity, right? As you know, she is responsible for the, or she's the head now of the office of the spouse, right, Juan?
Yeah, I got you. What are you trying to get at?
I'm saying that to say that she attended in an official capacity. However, she was being torn to shreds. I didn't get to call in on that show. I died on the phone line.
Who tore her to shreds? Show. For traveling with her husband?
Right, for traveling with her husband.
Why?
It was being, you know, and I didn't think it was fair because no one sought to confirm or verify if she was traveling in an official capacity or not. People just saw that she traveled. And everyone just went off.
That's
on, not only on your show.
That's
but
her
on other
husband.
Shows as well.
What does it matter if she's there officially or not? If I go to Scotland, I take my wife. Don't feel no type of way about it. Now, if I take 50 people, it's a problem.
And that's the final point that I want to make. People need to understand. We need to get out of this peanut-minded thinking and mindset that we have in our country and recognize that this is not a banana republic. This is not a tuck shop. Mr. Davis is the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And when he's attending these official functions, the functions don't just end where they are speaking at the conference. They have dinners, they have get-togethers, yeah, etc.
Okay,
where these world leaders have their wives.
Slow down. We gotta go. You ain't gotta explain the itinerary of the conference, right? That's whoever's saying that is looking for talks, right? So that's his wife, and it is no issue for your wife to travel with you, official business or not. I want to go. I want my wife with me. My wife is my support system. I'm going to go meet these world leaders. All right? She's going to help me navigate this. That's what happens. That's what your wife is for. All right? And other things. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Good afternoon. The baby Bella is dead, right? This is such a we all outraged, we all saddened, and what have you. But you know, after a couple of weeks or a couple of days, the charges come or whatever, it dies off. It seems to simmer down, right?
Right.
But right now, the baby Bella is dead, right? That's the bottom line. Whatever the circumstances surrounding that.
Right.
But this is one instance where they need the suspect. He needs to do the purple walk. They need to make an exception to his situation.
Yeah, you could see him. I suppose that you could, but I don't. I mean, we could get the pictures maybe outside of the courtroom.
Yeah, but he needs to be in front of a live audience.
I see. You want to know what he looks like.
That child was, I mean, I can't imagine. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And in reference to, and Anton mentioned about these laws with rights and what have you, the system needs to really, especially the area, Mrs. Martin, the education minister, spoke about schools will still be reopening.
Mm-hmm.
One, could you, do you think that you have a lot of children who are in homes right now because of the COVID situation are going through the same thing as Bella's been through?
Yeah, a lot of kids are.
With parents or mothers have to go to work, fathers have to go to work.
Yeah.
They leave them with relatives.
No, this is a state of emergency.
Right, most persons who are in these homes, most of the persons who are abused, they're abused by persons that they know.
Yes,
we teach our children to run from strangers, don't talk to strangers. But there are persons a lot of the time who are by persons that these children know. You understand? And that I think social services, the police, education, right? And they need to expand that social service area in reference to when our children, even the children who are home now. In the government system, who aren't doing the virtual learning, who aren't getting what they need, mm-hmm. right? There has to be an outreach to these homes, and I think I heard the minister speak on some of it, touch on some of it, right? But you need to do a whole massive disseminating and campaigning door to door. Remember that good campaign? They need to go door to door, have the information with these families, all of these houses, and see what's going on. Do an assessment of what's going on with these children, because you have too many children. This little girl, I hope that she is the one, like, just like with Marco, Marco's law was supposed to be. But right now this is urgent because we're in supposedly a pandemic.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Listen, this is no disrespect to anyone, but you and I appreciate you calling, but you're going to have to make your points succinctly, preferably within 90 seconds, so that we can have a sensible conversation. Because trust me, and I listen to it on the other shows, and it's terrible radio. You automatically zone out after you hear familiar voices at the same time. It's not good radio. So let's make our points. Feel free to call, but let's be succinct. Let's keep it tight. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Well, McCartney, good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm going to make my points very quickly here. Firstly, I think Antoine just now was very disingenuous, and it comes down to the prime minister's wife attending, traveling with her husband. I think the general outcry that the person's in the public domain.
Was there an outcry? Wanted to
know what was the reason for her being inside the session with her husband during the conference. That's all it was. It wasn't a matter of traveling with him. It's a matter that she was present in the conference with her husband in an official, while he was in an official capacity. Nobody knew what capacity she was in, but what he was in. My final point here, in terms of the death of the young child, it's very sad to see that something like that had occurred. I think basically the police has to investigate this thing thoroughly, because the two persons that are allegedly arrested in this regard, we don't know what happened in the home. All the fingers are pointing at the gentleman, but we don't know what may have occurred in the home, whether it was an ongoing abuse inside the home or whatever, which both parties should be held accountable. But let the law and the police do their investigation, and let's see the outcome of what's going on. And that's my comment for today. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, for sure. And I agree, you got to await the outcome of the investigation. But we're human beings, right? The death of a child evokes a special kind of grief, all right? Rather than, say, someone who died of natural causes, particularly the death of a child at all is heartbreaking, right? Particularly if it's not from natural causes, but even if it is from natural causes, you know? And so when you see a death of a child who's been killed, because all the information so far suggests that's the case, it's horrifying. A four-year-old girl? Come on. Again, couldn't be my child. I got to tell you that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Equality, this is Dark Universe.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm right here. We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Mm-hmm. We don't have that currently?
Say it again?
I said we don't currently have those things?
Not like it should.
Okay.
But let me ask you something. Mr. Davis' wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wife, right? The office in which she holds, that office pays for her to travel with him, or he pays, or the Bahamian public pays.
The public pays.
The public pays.
Mm.
I think he should. He should speak on that, because, we have so much money going out of our pocket, and they could put an axe on us again.
Yeah.
We want to see what's the reason for her to be traveling.
Listen, let me help y'all, right? I can help y'all real quick, and I can try to wrap this tight up for y'all, right? And I don't know what Anton was getting at or what Jeff was referring to specifically, because I didn't see no public outrage, but I can help you with it, right? Hey, Brave Davis, they want you to address it. Here's how you address it. Don't watch where I take my wife, okay? When you voted for me, the wife came with it. All right? Now, am I saying that she should go on, you should take her to Paris on shopping trips and all this XYZ? No. But it's the man's wife. Are we that stingy? We're going to begrudge him taking his wife to a conference in Scotland? By the way, it appears that she helped him deliver the speech, which he knocked it out of the park. And so, for that alone, it deserves the price of her going. Don't watch where I take my wife. If I'm a married man, right, I'm taking my wife with me to these things. All right, I need her there. She's part of the package. All right, am I saying you got to go buy her Benzes and all this and give her all kind of money? No. But don't watch where I take my wife, and don't watch where Brave Davis take Anne-Marie. Don't get in that. Let's go to a break. We'll be back.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Atlantic Agents. How may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited. Trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
Do you want to travel this holiday season? Don't want to miss out on those doorbuster deals? Haven't gotten your COVID-19 vaccine yet? The Johnson & Johnson vaccine may be just what you need. It's one and done and fully vaccinated. For now, just one jab of this vaccine, and 2 weeks later, you're fully vaccinated and ready to shop. This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Hubert Edwards Global, in collaboration with Dr. Dave Burrows and iRise, presents the 5th Annual Success Summit under the theme, Success Keys to Transform Your World, December 3rd through 4th. 2 days of transformational experiences with dynamic presenters from the Bahamas, Nigeria, Canada, USA, and Jamaica. You can't afford to miss this mind shift moment. 5 scholarship grants, 2 leadership awards, 1 live changing event. This is a virtual event, so visit www.nlsolutionsbahamas.com for more details. This is what you've been waiting for. Success Summit 2021.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio. It says, one, people are detracting from the performance of the current PM versus the former. Yeah, maybe. I mean, nah, I say take everybody, wife, right? I just the PM. You got to give the PM that, right? I say everybody got to go. Everybody who ain't cabinet got to take their wife, too. And we pay for it. And I say in that. But I ain't tripping off Anne-Marie going with Davis. Because she need to... have him cut back on his schedule a little bit because he looked kind of tired. I don't see. Anyway, we can get back to what we were talking about. Some of y'all sound like y'all ain't never been married or don't understand marriage and all this stuff like that on all this, right? You develop, I'm shocked I have to explain this, you develop incredibly strong, deep ties to your spouse if you've been married for any length of time, all right? So my wife is going away in a few weeks and I have to work, all right? And I feel like a emptiness at the bottom of my stomach, like I'm going to miss her and the kids so bad. All right? For like, I think 5-6 days are going away. Y'all don't understand. Anyway, whatever. All right. It says, one, you really have to keep these chronic calls to 2 minutes because some people cannot separate party politics from common sense. True. One, I so much agree with you on your take of the PM's wife. There was a little outcry when the former PM created an office for his wife. Now are they still using that office for the present PM? They are. Now, taking your wife on a trip and saying your wife needs to have an office on a spouse because CARICOM say you're supposed to do that, that's two different issues. We could debate the merits of having an office of the spouse. No problem. But paying one 2 grand, how much it costs to go to Scotland? One 2 grand for Anne-Marie to fly first class, I don't got a problem with that. Is it 2 grand? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, just give me a little bit more 90 seconds. Just let me first say, we, you know, from 2004, I've been along with Cleva Duncan, an advocate for young people, for children. And I could tell you that I doubt any reasonable person can present to you any real social safety net that we have for children. We are reactive in how we deal with them. If you look at the various different children's homes around a town, including the Simpson Pen and the other one, there is no real strategy for dealing with children. There's no social safety net. But as to, let me give you something that was prompted to them going back to 2004, a shared custody regime. And the way it works, I'm going to get an echo. Are you hearing me?
I heard you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. A shared custody regime says that both father and mother, upon verification of paternity, has 100% custody. One is designated as the custodial parents or where the child lives, but they have equal access to the child. None has superior access. The support issue is a separate issue, has nothing to do with the custodial issue. But what it does, it gives also, based on their amicable involvement, or if there is an unamicable environment, you have guardian ad litem that act in the middle of them. In Florida, they use the University of Miami and the other universities for people who are studying social services, et cetera, to act in those states so they get that real-time experience. But what it does is that, you know, in this particular year, the parents have a call. You have alternating vacations, or the person have vacations all even years, one have it all on even years. And what it does, too, is that if there is a need for support of the child, say how they go to social services, it is a loan against the child support issue, whether it be coming from the mother or the father based on who has custody of the child. And what do you mean by that? It simply says that, you know, we will provide the care for this child that is necessary, and whatever child support is coming should then offset the way it is. But it also requires you to create a support regime that defines a poverty income for a child to be able to sustain itself, because this $20 and $25 a week type environment is insufficient for a parent to basically carry and sustain a child. So I'm simply saying,
then don't have the child.
Huh?
Then don't have the child.
I mean, you
said then don't have the child.
Right.
If you can't take care of the child, don't have the child. If you find that you're having a difficult time providing for your child, go seek assistance or go let somebody else who's willing to take care of the child, like the state, do so.
No, but this is why I'm simply saying to you, if we have a proper social safety net for children, you know, we don't even know where the children from our schools are. We don't know if they were their parents, their this, whatever. That's what I'm simply saying is this whole concept of documenting the 100,000 children in our country is very small. I'm simply saying is we have been running this thing ad hoc for a long time.
Yeah, I agree.
What we need to do is we need to have a sensible conversation on how we can move forward for protecting our future, because they are the future of the Bahamas.
Agreed. Boy, you already don't pay attention when I say be succinct. Anyway, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, Juan McGodney, the officer of the spouse, that came by way of Tara Cummings, requested by the United Nations.
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
And Prince Charles takes Camilla everywhere he goes.
Yeah, that's okay? That easy to... I ain't even
and also Prince William carry his wife. Mr. Davis should carry his wife everywhere he goes, because that's the other half of him. And then that's the way our civic world runs. Okay, those who oppose that, well, lay on unto them. They don't know. So this government would teach them the right way to operate and to not be negative, you know? Thank you, Mr. McGodney.
Okay, bro. I know what no CARICOM mandate. I can lie to you. Anybody can make no argument to me to say, if you don't, what CARICOM gonna do? If you don't do it, what they gonna do? Sanction you? What's gonna happen? They could suggest that we all agreed to these things. That's fine, but they can't mandate nothing. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
My brother Vaughn, how are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm in agreement with many of the principles that you raised today.
Great.
Number one, I have three. Number one, the first principle, the prime minister and all of the politicians should follow the example of the prime minister. You have too many bowmen and women traveling without a family. I support you, and I thank Mr. Thompson, that the prime minister should follow the lead of Sir Lyndon. Everywhere he go, he took his wife, and many of the politicians should do the same. Take their wife along with them. Take their husband along with them. Principle number one. Principle number two, I want to give my condolences to the parent of the child. And you know my passion about the family. It's proven every day that the erosion of the family, it's really under attack. But it shows the biasness in the law and the emasculation that has set out. How in the world only the mother, through the law, can make or have all the decisions on the child when the father is on the outside looking on. That can't be fair. That's where the Jezebel spirit come in right there. It's unfair to men who want to be fathers to their children. But the biasness of the law just to emasculate the man. And this is what happened in our country today. Okay. I really don't support that.
Yeah.
Principle number two.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I hope we will make an adjustment. Last week we had four homicides. There was no cry. Our young man being murdered to the hand of homicide. That shows right there again that the family structure is under attack. I know now you are in agreement with me. I didn't call to preach or call, but I will prove to this nation that I am not crazy. I am a incident of being shot. My friend is dead. Brother Vaughn, thanks for listening to me. Have a wonderful day. Do not let go of your traditional values. Take your wife every way. We have too many bowmen and women under the spirit of deception in this country. Have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks. Good afternoon, sir. Perhaps the contributing audience does not know what succinct means. Well, hell. What's another word for succinct? Concise? Concise. Is that too complicated? Keep it short and to the point. That's all I'm saying. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McGodney.
How's it going, bro?
Yeah, I was prompted to call because somebody didn't want me to call. You have a 5-year-old, right? But the thing is, with all the guys who are saying they'll go to prison just to do this and that, right? First of all, I want to know if they've been there before, because if it was me, I don't ever want to go back. They carry me there twice, right? So in doing that, if I wanted to do somebody something, I'd give them a hint. Don't tell them. Just do it. You see what I'm saying? Because they ain't sound like no street people then. But anyhow, Mr. McCartney, if the Prime Minister wanted to carry his wife to the moon with a name like Anne Marie, he could carry her. Those things don't even bother me. On the plantation, there seems to be a lot of global sheep who like to contradict and listen to me. I don't really care what people think. The fact is, criticize me constructively, all right? Now, I will comment on something that Dr. Fauci said, the narrative changer. That's his new name, because I can't use it. I have to be euphemistic. So the point is, I just wanted to ask, was he ever practicing position? I wanted to explain the difference between relative and absolute risk reduction that I asked all everybody to explain, right? So they could see that we're being duped, right? And I wanted him to comment on the whistleblower disclosure from Pfizer, right? About the regulatory oversight and the violation of the randomized study that's supposed to be blinded, clinical placebo trial that was unblinded. Those are the questions I wanted to ask. And I also wanted to know, you didn't realize that he used the word prevent and protect interchangeably. You see, I have a brain, and I'm sorry for using, and I'm sorry for calling it all. But the fact is that you're using the word prevent. They changed the definition of vaccination. Prevent. A vaccination is supposed to prevent and protect. Now it's only protect. So you see the paradigm. They're coming for your children and my children, but yet still I must shut up on the plantation and be quiet. You know something? Demon people, let me share something. All us can suffer, you know. We can't even juxtapose the fifth industrial revolution with what's going on and how the oligarchs running this world through global, changing global policies through NGOs like the WHO and the CDC and the United Nations. All us can suffer, you know. We don't know what's going on, you know. Everybody lost, man. Have a good day, man.
Okay. One more call, and then that's likely going to be it for a while. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. Just wanted to say something.
Sure, go ahead.
You hit the nail on the head moments ago when you said, if you cannot take care of the child, do not have the child. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean that. I don't care how you take it. I could have had a dozen children by now. You know what I mean? I could have started fresh out of high school, but I knew I couldn't take care of no child. Plus, I was trying to live it up. You know, I didn't want to get tied down. Let's say $8,000 for business. No, man. $8,000? I don't believe that. To go first class to London? I don't believe that. I got to look that up. All right. We'll be back.
Nassau on a July summer day.
What you mean? Popeye's got a sauce hotter than you, called the Hearty Sauce.
Never. Boy, you musty crazy.
Yes, baby. Popeye's has a new sauce from Meg the Stallion.
Well, take me to Popeye's then to see who is hotter, me or this new Hearty Sauce.
Let's go.
Where are my hot girls at?
Try our new Megan the Stallion sauce with our chicken nuggets or chicken sandwich now before it's all gone.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
With BTC Businesses' new smart solutions powered by super fast, reliable broadband, you'll feel like there are more versions of you working for you. From website design, development, and digital marketing to promote your business, 24/7 business class support to cloud solutions, security, and more. Multiply your growth today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution. We're going to go through our many texts, if we can. Someone's saying at least $8,000. I'm tripping. I'll give Anne-Marie that. You could spend the money on Anne-Marie. Nah. I know, like, why we take McIntosh and his wife. We could examine that. All right. Let me go through it. No calls right now. And it says, Colorado started providing IUDs free to underage teens without requiring parental permission. The teen pregnancy issue disappeared substantially. reference to the death of the girl. The root issue is not being discussed about unwanted children, teen parents in Bahamas' intimate relationship with domestic violence. We are normalized to it. Yep. Yep. I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree with that. We've become comfortable with the status quo. It says, yes, I just checked. $8,000 each. For the ticket? All right, Tripman. You can spend the money on that, Marie. Again, you got to take everybody. Says, number one, Bella is a symptom. Every single system we have is broken from years of appointing incompetent ministers and senior government officials. We are crammed too close together. It's not healthy. Schools fail. Police abuse. Social service inadequacies. Human sex trafficking. Rich men sexually exploiting girls from the inner city. Our problems are overwhelming. Number two, teenage pregnancy, gang violence, homelessness, unemployment. We're facing a compendium of issues. Agreed. Agreed. We got a lot of challenges. So Amos is right. One, we need to stop the cycle of having children for doll, baby, and old age insurance. Too many of our children are being born out of wedlock, but you can't have 70% of your births being mistakes. Children will drive you crazy if you have no support and don't have the child-rearing tools. Lots of bad outcomes are possible. It says, Juan, great show. You are right. Don't have a child you can't take care of. I say don't breed what you can't feed. This culture in the Bahamas has far too many out of wedlock, baby daddy, mama dramas. People need the Lord. Also, I think a man who abused and raped a mere four-year-old, my niece age, need to be whipped or castrated. He don't need that penis no more. Yikes. I don't know that that's the case. All right? And I'm not saying that single women can't properly raise children in this society. What I'm saying is, if you know you can't take care of this child, don't have this child. What'd they give you in first class for $8,000? I gotta ask. Something specialist go on? Like you get massages or something? Or what? I ain't going to London. I've been to London before. I think if you give me like some Xanax and some whiskey, I could probably deal with it. I could probably catch a flight to London again. Says it's two for economy. Jesus. Business class, 5. First class, gotta be 8. Sheesh. Y'all living it up. Says first class is proper flat bed and full concierge service. In business class, you get an extended seat that's flat, privacy partition, and cutlery and china. I need no china. You give me a sandwich, like wrap up in like a plastic. I'm fine. All right, let's. It says Priceline says $9,251, January 4th, business class. British Airways, economy only, $1,800. Balling on a budget. It says, ah, boy, Juan, your loyal caller's starting your week off with Henny and coffee looks like. Drive you to drink. It says lots of free alcohol. That's it? How much? I can't drink $8,000 worth of liquor. Unless you're serving up Louis XIV or something. Juan, stop lying about you missing your wife going away when you know we're going to Cheaters for the dark-skinned, light-skinned pole dancing convention. Is strip club still going on? I don't know. I don't go. Says, my God, that's the man, wife. Mr. Davis, take your lovely wife everywhere. You go. If I was your wife, I was going. My husband and I are one. I really, really don't understand this, all right? This says, Juan, your point about not having the child is also tied to how abortion is illegal. That also needs to be addressed. And what happened to family life in high schools? Those things do need to be addressed. Agreed. It says, for $8,000, you get... I can't read that. Ah, Lord, you're really a straw blower. Let me see. This says, do you realize tomorrow, November 9th, makes 7 years since Pastor Miles Monroe lived and died with his wife and others in the plane crash? So cover yourself, especially as a leader, he used to say, with Ruth Monroe was his wife, life partner, and security. So it's a good thing. May they rest forever rest in peace. Yeah. I ain't trying to. I don't know. I don't know what kind of relationships y'all in. I ain't trying to live without my wife. Says, I agree completely, Juan. I'm tired of hearing people who shouldn't have had children in the first place complain about how hard they have it. Only the children suffer at the hands of these careless, irresponsible people. We really need to consider mandating birth control for prolific women and men who cannot take care of the ones we already have. Mandating birth control? Good luck with that. You can't even mandate vaccines around here. Not that I want that. Y'all are... Y'all know I can't read a lot of this stuff on air, right? Oh, by the way, a lady had said she sent me a text about police promotions. I do not see it. If you could resend that text now, I would appreciate it. And I'll save that and we'll discuss that. I want to get into that tomorrow. Please, if you're hearing me, resend the text. I don't see it. Good afternoon. I agree with you. What's the big deal with the PM traveling with him? PM wife traveling with him. She plays an important role. He's on medication. The wife role is to make sure he eats on time and takes his pills. When he needs to rest, she could help him. And I'm an F&M, and it's not a problem. Yeah, I don't see no problem. Says, Mr. Davis has nothing to address, my lord. That's the man's wife, the devil busy. He has needs. Okay, I don't need to hear about all that. Piranhas out there, and they're very aggressive. Next thing you hear, he has a sour heart. But going forward, I think he should pay for her travel. My job permits me to travel often, sometimes two times a month. When my husband travels with me, we have to absorb the cost of the ticket. I don't think the Guardian covers spouse tickets. No, but I don't, the prime ministership is really a very singular position, right? In terms of, it's not like, it doesn't, the requirements of the job are not like other jobs, you know what I mean? One, these people just don't believe PLP is supposed to travel with their spouse. Every leader around the world travels with their spouse. These hypocritical FNMs. Yeah, again, I say everybody wife need to get paid for it. Not for AGs, right? But the prime minister, I don't see the issue. I won't lie to you at all. Hi, Juan, you're the best, bro. You know how to address these callers. Put them in their place. I can see you could be the next attorney general. Talk show, too local for you, man. Okay. I'm really not trying to put anyone in their place. I'm just saying, like, if we're going to have an engaging show, you know, we keep it tight. This says, people are salty because they only used to sweethearts going, leave this upstanding man alone and let his wife be there by his side. I take in my wife. If ever I become prime minister, which I won't ever become prime minister, I'm taking my wife. Says one, it's Levin who had a show where he was hot under the collar about Davis taking his wife. People called in and agreed. Tell Levin, don't speak to married people business if you ain't married, because you don't understand. Levin is a man living in all his glory. Mind you, I want a wife. I wanted a wife, right? And I knew what that entailed. Swan, yes, you get unlimited alcohol, a warm towel to sanitize your hands, 3-course meal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, steam mixed peanuts, a seat that turns into a bed, and you get to carry a blanket and a pillow. And oh, they give you 25% off coupons on certain purchases, not to mention earplugs, covering for your eyes, a mini toothpaste and toothbrush, and lastly, a tablet to watch all the latest movies to keep you entertained the whole 12 hours. I don't know, man. I still don't see the $8,000, but that's just me. I guess they could charge whatever they want. Juan, I'm glad you mentioned that you listen to other shows. Many of these callers say the same thing on every Guardian radio show, spoken from an all-day listener. It says, go to those international dating sites. The woman from DR, Jamaica, Colombia dominate these sites. One, you get married too soon. Delicious, sugary, beautiful woman. I got to get back to Black River, Jamaica. You know about Jamaica, Juan? Yeah, I've been to Jamaica. I didn't get married too soon. I'm very happy I married my wife. I got a beautiful pie at home waiting on me. It says, if you are in a loving relationship, yes, by all means, take your wife. Like, I was looking at, maybe I'm a sap, right? Like, I was looking at a picture of my mother's 75th birthday party, last birthday she had before she died. And my uncle took pictures, right? And there was a candid picture of my wife helping my son do something. And I just thought in my head, how lucky did I get, right? That this woman is going to build a life with me. It ain't always easy, but it's worth it. For me, it's a lot of text. Jesus. It says, one, you have me in stitches from the slow walking to leaving stay out of marriage people business. I'm weak. I'm leaving up on any marriage. When I take my wife, speak to single people business. It says, you guys don't want to protect children because you guys realize that it's not men sexually abusing these children mostly. It's the women physically abusing the kids. But y'all won't deal with that because they're women. I mean, I think that women share just as much culpability if children are abused by them. And I do think that we need to get away from this culture of beating the crap out of our children. I don't have my children. I don't want my children being fair, right? I want them to respect me, but I don't want them to fear me, if you could understand the subtle difference. One, good day. We don't need Dr. Fauci to convince us of no experimental drug called vaccine, which was and is still only authorized for emergency use by the FDA. Not much talk about all those large numbers of persons who recovered from COVID and have natural immunity, which scientists are now saying is far better and reduces one chance from ever reinfecting. I would double check, but I'm fairly certain that for adults, Pfizer's fully approved by the FDA. Says, wow, why wasn't Anton thinking this way in the last administration? Nobody tear them down to pieces. Now it's a problem. Mr. McCartney, you were discussing Bella. How do we get from Bella to Brave? Don't let these people sidetrack your show, please. Too late. Sorry. Says, good afternoon, McCartney. Society on the whole has changed, but the sad thing, it has changed for the worse. Gone are the days when neighbors were like family. Now everything is just a competition, everyone looking out for themselves. I don't care about no one else. We need more togetherness because it takes the whole community to raise a child. Agreed. Says, amazing, when the F&M talked about spouses traveling, it was a problem. Now it's not a problem. The issue was in the public discussion under the F&M, even the Guardian paper. I think the office of the spouse thing. I'm going to keep it real with you, dude. I don't see no necessary need for the office of the spouse. Just keeping it real. But in terms of the prime minister's wife traveling with him, there's nothing wrong with that. It says, one, lack of education plays a big part in this. Neighbors cannot connect dots. Mother leaves her baby with an abuser after repeated red flag incidents have taken place. We know how to have sex, but we don't know how to use contraceptives. How many unwanted children are we going to continue having in this country if this child had not died? The abuse, just like all the others taking place right now, would have gone unreported, just shameful. What we should not do, though, what we should not do, right, is just forget about it in a couple of weeks, right? And when the news cycle ends, we still forget about it. And it's our responsibility to keep highlighting these things as media, but it's also the community's responsibility to make sure that they communicate that these things are a priority, right, to the lawmakers. So, one, we the public ain't going to get any more bank lane shuffle or magistrate court parade now, so we're going to see this monster of a man. Again, I don't know that anybody did anything, all right? I don't know who did what. Let me say that. So I'm not going to ascribe innocence or guilt without a better understanding. Juan, thank you for expressing public outrage on this child's death issue. I don't know what the misguided nonsense was on the show before yours. I didn't hear the show before mine. It says, Juan, you're right. Tell these single people stop commenting on marriage issues. Hi, Juan, who's the chairman of the National Sports Authority? Someone needs to answer to why the national pool is so frequently closed due to poor maintenance. It's negatively impacting training for our young people. You mean the Betty Kelly Kenning complex? It says the level of paranoia among grandparents right now is very difficult to qualify. We will be at a dark place for a while. what role the social services have to play with these kids who are being neglected and abused. They're supposed to pick up on this. And social services will take your children away from you if they're getting consistent reports of abuse. I'm telling you. One, regarding the money the government spent to catch and bring Shane Gibson to justice, I have no problem with it, as I also didn't have a problem with the American government spending millions to try to catch O.J. Simpson with his crime, despite them both being found guilty on the technicality and getting away. Man, I got a problem with you paying foreign attorneys to come here to prosecute Bahamians over $1 million. I have a problem with that. I'm not saying don't prosecute crime. To say one, I don't like that dude with the bow tie either. No, I'm not saying I don't like him. What's his name? I forget his name. I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just saying, like, I could be like, I don't like this dude have a bow tie on. I don't rock with him. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't hear nothing you have to say. And that's my prerogative. It may not be a sensible way to look at things, but it's certainly my prerogative. Afternoon, how do you expect us to figure out the time difference when we still can't remember to carry our shopping bags? Let's spit the difference between daylight saving and Eastern Standard. So do you think it was right to post the young child's picture on social media? Yeah, I think that's fine. It's not like any more harm can come to her. Now that they've killed her. Yeah, the police prosecution text, send that to me, please. If you don't send it today, then send it back tomorrow. I don't see it. It says, talk before. She was not asked about anything about your cycle threshold or the PCR. Okay. FDA employees are named back. All right, I can't get there. But we did our best, right? So I'm deleting these texts. Send me the police promotion text tomorrow so I can get into it. Y'all don't watch nothing, eh? Where I take my wife at 5 p.m. Don't worry, don't bother with that. That's my sugar pie. I can take her with me. I want her with me. And you can pay for it. Because you elect me. Okay, we gotta go. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.